to four Mishnah 6 on a Tesh, Shtaim, Kenegit Shtaim, the Achas Yotze Zanav. If you plant two opposite two, and then one, a fifth vine projects like a tail. So he's got this little picture over here. You've got two, and two, and then the fifth one projects like a tail. So it says the Mishnah Harezeh Kerem, that is considered a vineyard. That was, they used to plant like that, and that was considered a valid vineyard. Shtam kenegit shtam v'achas ben asam. But if you have two opposite two and one in between, or shtam kenegit shtam v'achas be'emtzo, two opposite two and one in the middle, ain't no kerem. That's not considered a vineyard, says the Mishnah. And these are, if you look at these configurations here, right? So you've got two and one in the middle, one in between. And the next case is two and two and one in the middle, or two and one in the middle. So those are not considered vineyards. Says the Mishnah, until you've got two opposite two and one projects like a tail, until you've got the first configuration. So it brings up an interesting comment at the end of the Kati Avia. He says that this pattern was adopted from the Canaanites, who were expert farmers, and that the Chachomim used to follow their experience when dealing with agricultural problems. So for whatever reason, which he doesn't bring over here, this configuration was advantageous. There was something advantageous about planting like that. So that was a common configuration, and that was a vineyard was commonly planted like that. But these configurations, you didn't plant a vineyard like that, and therefore that's not considered a vineyard.